these. These are taken in Stuttgart, in the inner city. And actually, yeah, we're here to tackle the problem of waste. And what we are, what Recircle is specializing for, is the waste of single-use food containers for takeaway food. So we need a revolution, and our revolution is round, has the color aubergine, and is a multi-purpose use food box. And my, we call our motto, make Mavic great again. The thing is, it's a very provocative title, and the term Mavic in German means multiple use, means to reuse things. And why to say great again? It's because in the early days, in the early 50s, last century, our grandparents used many multi-use containers, and they stored their food in glasses and other boxes because they had, there was no accessibility to single-use containers. Here is like an example. And how does it work? The system, you buy your takeaway food from a restaurant, you pay 10 euros of deposit, then enjoy your food as you on the way, and you can return the used food box, and it's going to be cleaned up by the restaurant. You get either your money back, you can get a value card of 10 euros if you don't like to carry cash with you, but you like to use it again, so you can have a card, or you get some fresh food with in a clean box. And to create, to make this a business model, the most important thing is to focus on customer benefits. So we have kind of two customer groups. We address the restaurants, they purchase the system, they need to offer it to their customers, and also we have the users, the customers of the restaurants, they need to use it. The first, so the restaurants have a few benefits of it. Of course, they live on the same world as we live, so everyone benefits from the ecological impact when we use less single-use plastic, because the production of single-use plastic uses CO2 and uses also water, and it uses resources, as well as their ecological footprint of their business can be low. We have a customer having a canteen for a restaurant, for a company actually, and they use our system to have a point in their corporate social responsibility reports. So also this is the first benefit. The second benefit is also that they don't need to purchase single-use plastic anymore, or not that huge amount like before. So they also can save some costs. We built our costing model accordingly to it. So when a restaurant uses more, makes better marketing, their customers uses our boxes more often, they have a financial benefit out of it. Then there is a social benefit, of course, because the restaurants are always set up in a community. So they help to keep their community clean and help to avoid pictures like we saw on the first slide. Also, today, such systems aren't widespread. In the food sector, we're the first one in Germany. In the coffee cup sector, there are several companies, but still, it's kind of pioneering work. So, the restaurants can use their can use it as to show that they are pioneers, they want to save the planet, and also attract customers with things like that. The benefits for the people are quite similar. I mean, everyone, many people today are conscious about the ecological problems, many people are conscious about resource problems, so they want to do something against it. But they don't want to, but the most important thing is convenience. So people want to have food anywhere and want to buy it anywhere, and they don't want to take away their own food with them and carry it around. So they can live their modern lifestyle and be ecological as well. Also, the social aspect is important for some, because as you see, if you have, for example, if people are they feel bad in throwing away the single-use packages, especially if the bins in the cities are already full and already overfilled with rubbish. Also, they can feel like pioneers, the same aspect as the restaurant owners. Users can feel like pioneers. And the goal is to tell stories and to create a lifestyle for reusing and not to throwing away. To change your mind and to show, okay, we have a little more effort to bring back your to bring back the box, but you can really, there is an easy way to reduce waste. And there are several issues on the way which we experienced with our first restaurant partners already. And one big is communication, as the speaker from Ljubljana said. If you do not communicate it properly, if people don't know about it, they don't use it. And there is a chain. We are a company. We provide information to the, usually we speak with the restaurant owners. We provide the information to them. They provide it to the staff. Maybe they have like managers, and the staff has to provide information to the user. So we have already communication material to make it easy, but it's still in some restaurants not that easy to remind people every day. I mean, the ideal situation should be like in a supermarket where you always get asked for a payback card, for example. That's the ideal situation, that the staff is always asking, do you want to have your food or reusable box? This chain works better. This is one experience. When we started with 10 restaurants which hadn't paid anything, and the chain works way better when the restaurant owner is paying something for the service, actually, since he has also an economical interest. He don't want to pay something for something that his staff is not using and his customers aren't using. So that can also be an economic incentive to give service a price. One solution that I said is a good marketing, so that the users can know when they step into a restaurant, hey, I can have a reusable box, and then. And also a good training can make a difference usually. And what we are in Stuttgart, what we are implementing is that we make some promo days when at lunchtime, when the restaurant is crowded, we talk to people in the queue and explain the concept to them, so the staff which is already busy has not to explain it because people already know about it. But that's now as we are a small company and we are just in Stuttgart, it's possible, but it can't be possible anywhere. Then there are people who just do not trust new concepts, so they need to have a few contacts. Recirco is already in Switzerland, where we work together with them, and they have way more restaurants than they started earlier, and they found out that it's like you need to have 6 to 7 contacts with the brand, with the system, to make like people who not trust new systems, to make them try it once. And once they tried it, they start to use it more often. And also the problem with 10 euros deficits can be for some people. Also, there is a worry about that people do not carry cash these days with them. I mean, in Germany we don't have this problem that much because we still stick to cash. But also we try to we plan to implement digital payment methods, so you can just show on your phone, hey, I paid a deposit and I get it, and it's making stuff easier. But that's for the future. Now we have to start. Okay, thank you very much. You can contact me under this.
Thank you very much, Theodore.